保罗在他自己最困难的时候，让圣灵借着他说了一些话。
Paul in his most dire time was used by the Holy Spirit to speak through him.
这些话如果是别人对保罗说，我们就觉得差不多。
And we would feel that these would be words spoken to Paul by someone else.
但是稀奇的不是别人对保罗说。
But what we feel amazed is these words are not spoken to Paul by someone else.
是保罗自己在说。
It is Paul himself speaking.
说出一个跟随主的人在神的面前是如何的跟上主的路。
Paul speaks of a man who follows after the Lord, how that person should follow after the Lord.
所以上一次我们看到他提醒提摩太要常常守着主的道，牢牢地守着主的话。
So last time when we read to the point that Paul encourages Timothy to hold fast to the word of God and always keep by the way of the Lord.
这个常常和牢牢实在是对我们有一个好大的冲击。
And this to keep and to hold firm is an impact for us.
守主的道不是只守一瞬间。
To keep the way of the Lord is not just to keep for an instant.
也不是守住了那就可以了。
It's not that we have kept it now and that is fine.
乃是不住地在那里持守。
But we have to continually be steadfast there.
并且是牢牢地持守。
And to continue to keep.
保罗说这个话的时候。
And as Paul was speaking these words.
他自己实在是落在一个好大的难处里。
He himself was in difficulty.
在环境上他再也看不见在人中间的前途。
In his surroundings, he cannot see his future.
因为在 人中间他已经看到他的尽头了。
Because in man's future, he already saw his end.
他也没有在人中间看见有足够的同情。
And amongst men, he did not find sympathy.
因为在那个日子他很孤单的在罗马。
Because in those days, he was in Rome all by himself.
从前在亚细亚曾经与他在一起的圣徒们，
All the saints who were once with him in Asia，
好像在这样的时刻的里边也没有办法给他有更多的体贴。
Seemingly in this time of need they could not have any sympathy for him，
而相反的与他还保持着一定的距离。
But on the contrary they kept a distance away from him。
但是感谢神，
But thank God，
这样的环境没有叫保罗里面黑暗。
Under these conditions, Paul was not darkened within.
因为他实在看见人可以离弃他，但是主没有离弃他。
Because indeed he saw that man can depart away from him, but the Lord did not.
人可以不与他表同情，但是我们的主却是非常的体贴他。
And even though man may not be mindful of him, but our Lord has much sympathy.
所以在第一章末了，他提到有一家人。
So at the end of chapter 1, he mentions this household.
这一家人过去是非常的叫保罗心里喜乐。
Now this house often refreshed Paul.
就是在现在保罗带着锁链在罗马的时候。
Now even though Paul was in chains in Rome this time,
这一家人也到了罗马。
This household also went to Rome to seek him out.
是不是特地为着保罗去罗马？我不知道。
I do not know if this household went specifically to look for Paul.
但是我们确实是看见，说到这一家人的时候。
But indeed, we can see that when Paul mentions of this household,
正是在其他的人在罗马离弃保罗的时候。
It was at this time when all have left Paul in Rome.
这一家人来到罗马。
But this household came to Rome.
他不知道保罗在哪里。
They did not know where Paul was.
但是他们却是殷勤去找。
But they sought him out very diligently.
结果主也给他找到了。
And as a result, the Lord allowed for them to find Paul.
弟兄姊妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
保罗就看见这一家人在他身上所显明的就不尽是一些友情的问题。
Now Paul sees what this household feelings manifest toward him is not just out of friendship.
也不是一些神的儿女对他个人的尊重的问题。
It is also not a matter of respect that the children of God have for Paul.
当然都有这些成分。
Of course, these factors are in it.
但是保罗所看重的呢？
But what Paul emphasized
is, 乃是在这一件事情的背后神的管理。
That God's sovereignty behind this matter.
因为在极其孤单的时候。
Because when he was in his utmost loneliness.
因为他在十字架的路已经走到快要到终点的时候。
Because on Paul's way of the cross, he has almost gone to the end.
主就让这些弟兄来叫他很多安慰。
God has allowed for these brethren to refresh Paul.
我们实在感谢神。
Indeed, we do thank God.
因为保罗在这里看到一件事。
Because here Paul sees one thing.
尽管在环境里头再也看不见有出路了。
That even though in the circumstances Paul cannot see the way out.
但是主永远是站在他的旁边。
But the Lord is always beside him.
主永远是在那里扶持着他。
The Lord is always there to support him.
主永远及时的供应了他。
And the Lord in time of need will supply for him.
正如在第四章的时候保罗就说了。
Just as in chapter 4 we can see Paul says.
在第四章的里边。
In chapter 4.
保罗就提到一件事。
Paul mentions of one thing.
十七节那里就说。
Verse 17 there mentioned.
环境是非常凶险。
That the way is very fierce.
但是唯有主站在我旁边，加给我力量。
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me.
在凶险的环境里面能看见主，那就凶险的环境也就不凶险了。
Now in times of danger, when you can see the Lord, then those dangerous times are no longer dangerous.
就是保罗所经历过了。
And this is what Paul have experienced.
他能从外面所接触到的一些事物看见主在他旁边。
Now from external matters, he can able to see and experience that the Lord is within it.
我们是在感谢赞美我们的主。
Indeed, we praise and thank our Lord.
那么我们今天晚上要进到第二章。
Now tonight as we enter into chapter 2,
一开始我里面就有个很宝贝的感觉。
At the very beginning, I have a very precious feeling from within.
过去没有这种感觉。
I never had this feeling from before.
因为没有看见。
Because I never seen this.
没有体会得到。
I never understood this.
那这一次，我是再读一读，再读，再读的时候。
But this time as I read, read, read again.
这个里面的感觉就非常的强烈。
This feeling within me grew stronger.
因为第二章一开始就是三个字中文。
Because at the very beginning, at the beginning of chapter 2 is three words in Chinese.
我儿啊。
My son.
当然。
Of course.
提摩太并不是保罗的儿子。
Timothy is not the son of Paul.
但是他又是保罗的儿子。
But he is also the son of Paul.
他不是他血肉的儿子，却是他属灵的儿子。
Timothy was not the son of Paul by blood, but spiritual son of Paul.
过去我只能体会到这样。
And at the past, and I only can experience this fact.
但这是一读再读的时候。
But here, when I read and read again,
里面有一个感觉很重很重。
Within me, I have this very strong feeling.
这不是保罗感觉的发表。
This is not the expression of Paul's feelings.
这是父神的感觉的发表。
But this is the expression of the Father God.
因为好神借着保罗在那里对在软弱里面挣扎的提摩太说话了。
But this is God the Father speaking through Paul to Timothy who was struggling at that time.
他说我。
He says, Oh my son.
我这里面带着一个非常亲切的感情。
And within this is a very intimate relationship.
也带着一个非常非常深的那一种期待。
And also within that is a very deep longing anticipation.
真是不定是好像一个父亲对儿子说出他的盼望。
It's not only a father speaking to the son what his hope for the son is.
实在是天上的父向我们这些在地上站在他那一边的神的儿女们说出这样的期待。
But indeed it is our Heavenly Father who is speaking to His children who stand on His side what His hopes for us are.
在平静安日的日子
In our smooth days
我们的父固然是这样的等候着他所买赎的众人，有这样的心向着他。
Of course, our father in those days would wait upon those whom he have purchased.
如果是在那个极其困难的日子的里边，父更在那里等待这样的神的儿女显明在他的面前。
But even more so in our times of need and dire situation, he is more so waiting for the children of God, his children, before him.
我不知道是不是因着主曾经让我经历过一些不是很平常的日子。
I don't know if it is once that the Lord has allowed me to go through some days that are not very normal.
虽然那些日子并不太长久，难处的深度也不是什么了不起。
And even though those days were not very long period of time, and also the degree of difficulty wasn't too much.
但是确实是感觉得到神在等候他所买赎的人能体会他的心肠，而维持站在他的面前。
But indeed it allowed me to experience a little bit of those whom God has purchased, his children to stand on his side and to sustain to be on his side.
因为从底下的话我们就摸到父的这一个感觉。
Because from the words to come, we're able to touch the feeling of the Father in this way.
他说我儿啊。
He says, my son.
你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Thou therefore be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus.
这是一个等待。
This is a waiting.
这是一个劝勉。
This is encouragement.
劝勉是告诉他说你该这样。
This is an encouragement to tell him you should do this.
等待是神要看见他所买赎的人活在这种光景里。
This is a waiting that God wants to see those whom he has purchased to live in this condition.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这个话是非常有意思。
Dear brothers and sisters, these words are very meaningful.
我们记得在第一章的时候，我们看到一件事。
Remember in chapter 1, we saw one thing.
我们的被召。
That our calling.
乃是按照他的旨意和恩典。
It was according to his grace and purpose.
这恩典是在万古之先在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
And that this grace was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began.
这是第一章里面所提到的一件事。
And this is a matter mentioned in chapter 1.
那也就是说。
And that is also
true. 我们这些人被选召。
We, this group of people was called.
乃是根据神自己的命定。
Was according to God's own will.
也是根据他自己的旨意。
It is also according to his determination.
我们就被召到他的面前。
Therefore, we are called before him.
就在被召的那一个事实上头。
And this fact that he called us.
不是根据我们有什么。
It is not according to what we have.
乃是根据神定义要这样做。
It is according that God has determined to do so.
既然是神定义要这样做。
And since he has determined to do so.
我们被召。
And we have been called.
放在基督耶稣里了。
And we have been placed in Christ Jesus.
那如果我们一直站立在基督耶稣里。
Now if we always stand firm in Christ Jesus.
我们就站对了。
Then we have stood right.
既然站对了，
and if we have stood right,
神就可以毫无保留的照着他的定义，把他所要做的做成在我们的身上。
Then God, without any reservation, according to His will, can be complete upon us.
那弟兄们，我们特别留意。
Now, brothers and sisters, let us pay special attention.
第一章提到神选召我们的时候，
in chapter 1, it mentions when God called us,
就说出这一位造我们的主，他已经把死废去。
It mentions that this Lord he has called us has already abolished that.
同时又把那个不能坏的生命赏赐了给我们。
And he has also brought life and immortality to light through the gospel to us.
这是我们的主已经做的。
This was already done by our Lord.
并且是他继续在做的。
And he continues to do so.
如果我们看到了这一个。
Now we're able to see this.
我们读第二章第一节就很有味道。
Then it's very tasteful for us to read chapter 2 verse 1.
因为我们站在基督耶稣里边。
Because we stand in Christ Jesus.
我们不偏离。
We do not depart. We do not depart away from him.
我们常常守着他。
We always keep and hold fast to him.
我们牢牢地守着他。
And we keep firmly to him.
就产生一个 结果。
And then this is the result.
这一个结果乃是刚强起来。
And this result is to be strong.
弟兄姊妹们，我们一直说许多的时候我们的软弱和失败。
Brothers and sisters, so often we say that our weakness and our failure.
不是主不给我们扶持。
It is not that the Lord does not support us.
而是我们软弱失败在我们自己的心思的里面。
It is that we are weak and we fail within our own thoughts.
我们不是上次已经交通到吗？
Then we already mentioned last time.
许多的难处本来并不是那么严重。
So many difficulty originally is not that heavy.
但是那些难处进到我们心思里的时候，
But once those difficulties enter into our mind,
我们一直在那些难处里面转。
And we always turn and turn amongst those difficulties.
是在心思里面转。
It is only in our mind and thinking.
越转就越重。
And then the more we think about it, the heavier it gets.
越重。
And the more we think about it, it gets heavier.
但是是不是真的重呢？
But in fact, is it that heavy?
不是真的重。
It is not truly heavy.
只是我们感觉上的重。
But it is only that we feel it is heavy.
难处是怎样，还是那个样。
It is still the same hardship.
但是在我们感觉的里面。
But in our feeling.
它那个重量会增加了。
The heaviness grows.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
现在圣灵借着保罗提醒提摩太。
Now the Holy Spirit through Paul reminds Timothy.
你要守住你在基督耶稣里的地位。
You must hold fast to the position which you
have in Christ Jesus. 只要你的眼睛没有偏离主。
As long as your sight does not depart away from the Lord.
只要你的心思没有偏离主。
Only if your mind does not depart away from the Lord.
你眼睛一直是看着他。
If you fix your sight upon him.
你心思一直停留在他身上。
And if your mind is remaining on him.
这样就产生一个结果。
Then this result comes from.
你就刚强起来。
Then you will be strong.
不是你能刚强起来。
It is not you're able to be strong.
乃是主成了你的刚强。
It is the Lord becomes your strength.
软弱那是我们的天然。
To be weak is our nature.
我们没有一个人有可夸的。
There is nothing that anyone can
boast of. 我们都是软弱。
We are all weak.
我们都是有缺陷。
We are all short.
我们能刚强站立。
If we are able to strong, be strong and stand tall.
我眼睛看着主。
It's because our sight is upon the Lord.
我心思想着主。
That our mind and heart is upon the Lord.
我整个的人倾向主。
That we are inclined toward the Lord.
就让主有了做工的机会，在我身上来发表他的。
Then we have allowed for the Lord to work and give him a channel to manifest himself through us.
所以保罗在经历了神借着亚尼释放一家人给他的安慰。
Therefore, after Paul had experienced God through the household of Onesiphorus to refresh him,
他就向提摩太指出这一个宝贵的功课。
Then he points forth this very precious lesson to Timothy.
你不离开主。
If you do not depart away from the Lord,
主就做工在你的身上。
Then the Lord will work upon you.
你若是离开主，
If you depart away from the Lord,
主不是不愿意做工。
It's not the Lord is not willing to work.
只是你把主做工的门关了。
It's that you have closed the door for the Lord to work.
主就没办法在你身上做工。
Then the Lord cannot work upon you.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
许多许多的时候，
So many, many times,
神的儿女们的失败甚至跌倒就是在这一个
the failure of the children of God
没有跨过来
or that they have fallen is because they have not gone over this lesson.
上礼拜我看一些旧的中国教会的历史 前二十年左右的一些文字记录。
Last week I had a chance to look through some old history of the church in China about two decades ago.
我越看心里面越有一点痛的感觉。
And the more I read, I had some feeling of pain within me.
因为实在看见不少不少曾经带出主的恩典也是被主用得很明确的一些神的仆人。
Because so many servants of God that I was able to read that they did once manifest the grace of God and also was used by the Lord clearly.
其实不能说是一些了，是不少了。
It's not only a few, but quite a few.
他们把神的见证丢了。
And they have forsaken the testimony of God.
他们不说神要他们说的话。
They no longer speak the words that God wants to speak.
他们在哪里说人要他说的话？
They speak the words which man wants them to say.
我心里面就觉得，
Then within my heart I feel
这一批都是 在当时来说都是上了年纪的。
That this group, at that time was already advanced in age.
好像不多时间他们就可以走完他们该走的路。
It seems like not much longer they can finish the path that they're on.
过去走得不错了。
It was good,
the path. 但走到那一最末后一段的时候走不上来。
But in the last stage, they cannot follow on.
那时候我心里面就已经有这个疑问。
And at that time, I already had this doubt.
为什么神不保守他们走完他们的路？
How come God has not kept that they finish their path?
现在我明白了。
Now I understand.
不是神不保守他们。
It is not that God did not keep them.
而是他们没有向神敞开了门。
It is that they did not open the door to God.
神要保守，却没有做工的路。
That even if God wanted to keep them, God did not have the channel in which to work.
现在保罗提醒提摩太。
Now Paul reminds Timothy.
一直要向神敞开，让神做工的门。
He must continue to be open to God for God to have an open door to work.
他就能刚强，站立在非常困苦的年日的里面。
Then this way he can be strong and stand very firmly in days of difficulty and trial.
我们不得不承认，什么时候我们的软弱显出来，就是我们的眼睛不看主的时候。
We cannot but confess whenever our weakness is manifested, it is when our sight is not fixed upon the Lord.
而我们的心思不留意主的时候。
That our mind and thought is not attentive to the Lord.
一落到这种光景，你要刚强也没有条件刚强。
And whenever we're in this condition, there is no qualification for us to be strong.
感谢赞美主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
在第一章的里面，
In chapter 1,
保罗说了一些勉励的话。
Paul has spoken some words of encouragement.
当然是圣灵借着保罗说。
Of course, it is the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul.
转到第二章。
And once we change to chapter 2,
圣灵就借着保罗告诉提摩太，现在你不但是要接受劝勉。
Now, the Holy Spirit through Paul not only reminds Timothy, you must receive the encouragement.
你必须在主的劝勉的底下你进入行动。
But also in the encouragement of the Lord, you must take action.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个进入行动是非常重要的一步。
Brothers and sisters, this entering into action is a very important step.
神儿女们常常不能让神很自由的做神所要做的。
So many times the children of God cannot freely allow for God to do what he wants.
不是他们不知道神要做什么。
It is not because they are not knowledgeable of this.
也不是他们不知道神要怎么做。
It is not they do not know how God wants to do it.
他们都知道。
They all know.
但是就缺了那么一点点。
But they have left this very little bit.
就是把他们所知道的进入行动。
That is to put what they know to let it enter into action.
哦，这是一个很大的很大的损失。
And this is a very, very great loss.
所以到了第二章。
So in chapter 2,
圣灵没有让提摩太只是停留在受安慰的光景。
The Holy Spirit did not just merely allow Timothy to remain in the position of receiving encouragement.
我们晓得人都喜欢受安慰。
We all like to be encouraged.
从人的那个天然来说，就是众人都来安慰我的时候，那就表明我在众人的心思里面那个位置很重要。
By man's nature, we all love to receive encouragement. When all comes to encourage us, we would feel that we're very important in their hearts.
但是神没有叫我们停留在这种感觉。
But God does not want us to remain in this kind of feeling.
神说，从受安慰的里面站起来，进入行动。
God says, stand up from these receiving encouragement and take action.
那所以我们接着就看到圣灵把提摩太该做的行动点出来了。
So immediately we can see that the Holy Spirit points out to Timothy what action he should take.
那头一件事情，
the first thing,
他说你要在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
That is, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also.
那就告诉他说，
It is telling Timothy,
你要跟随主，
You must follow the Lord,
或多或少你会感觉很孤单。
More or less, you would feel very lonely.
现在你就感觉很孤单。
Now you feel lonely.
所以你在主面前流过好多眼泪。
So you have shed many tears before the Lord.
但是你不能老是在那里流泪。
But you cannot just weep there.
你必须要去寻找那些心里向往、 神的见证。
You must seek out those who echo the witness of God.
然后与他们一同在神面前有更进一步的追求。
And then along with them to seek even a step further before God.
一同彼此的扶持。
Together to support one another.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
那么这是头一件事情。
This is the first matter.
圣灵要提摩太去留意。
This is what the Holy Spirit wants Timothy to pay attention to.
当你感觉孤单的时候
That's when you feel lonely.
那个 孤单不是真实的。
That loneliness is not true.
因为神从来没有让人是在孤单中当中来行走的。
Because God would never allow man to walk in loneliness.
虽然十字架的路是给人有孤单的感觉。
Even though the way of the cross would allow for man to feel lonely.
但是这个孤单只是说你没有看见那些在主的面前一同往前行的。
But that only loneliness is only when you do not see those who are walking with you on this way.
因为从实际上来说，这样跟随主的人一般来说是比较少。
Because practically speaking, it is a smaller number of people who would walk this way before the Lord.
所以我们不太容易看见。
So it's not very easy for us to see others.
所以就产生一些孤单的感觉。
So that we would produce some of these lonely feelings.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
神终究我们看见。
God would always allow for us to see.
我们不是孤单的。
We are not alone.
尽管我们看不见。
Even though we may not be able to see.
我们还知道主站在我们旁边。
At least we realize the Lord is beside us.
弟兄姊妹记得以利亚。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember Elijah,
当他在山洞的时候，他觉得只剩下我一个人了。
That's when he was in the cave. He felt that he was the only one left.
那主对他说。
Then the Lord speaks to him.
不是只有你一个。
No, not just you.
我还有七千人。
I still have 7,000 others. You cannot see them.
我看见。
I can.
现在我告诉你。
Now I tell you.
有七千个人陪伴着你。
That there are 7,000 that would keep you company.
说你要起来。
So you must rise up.
你要走的路程。
To go forward on the way that you should go.
现在对提摩太说了这些话，也有那样的那种光景在里面。
Now when he speaks to Timothy these words, it is the same condition.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他说，你要寻找那些同心的，向往神见证的人。
He says to Timothy, you must seek after those together with one accord, those who echo the testimony of God.
然后
And then,
就把你曾经听到我给你的教导
The things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses,
与他们一同去分享
The same commit thou to faithful men.
你晓得这些教导
Then you know these teachings.
是已经有不少的弟兄们在那里走了
have already been walked upon by many brethren
也走过了
and they have gone through
现在是你走的时候
now it is your turn to walk on the path
那你不是单是你一个人在走
but not only you
你还寻找一些同心的人继续往前走
you must seek together with those in one accord and go forward
弟兄姊妹你留意你在许多见证人面前听见我所教导
now brothers and sisters you pay attention to this and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses
这些见证人是什么
what are these witnesses
是谁
who are they
弟兄姊妹千万你不要以为说哦，大概他保罗他们给提摩太按手的时候有好些长老们在那些长老们就是见证人
Brothers and sisters do not think that these many witnesses are the elders that have witnessed Paul ordained Timothy with the laying on of hands
但弟兄姊妹读下去的时候你就看见不是这么回事
But brothers and sisters as you read on you realize that is not the matter
那是什么呢
Then what are they
这是所提到的见证人
Now these witnesses mentioned here
乃是说到那一些为主站立的弟兄们
mentions of the brethren who stood for the Lord's sake
当然是在比提摩太都年长一点的
of course they are all elder than Timothy
保罗特别提到
and Paul especially mentioned
你在这许多走在主的路上的弟兄们的前面前我怎么教导你
and you have seen how I've taught you how I've taught you in the past about these brethren who have gone before you.
那现在你也要把这一些寻找到同心的人一同来继续的往前追求。
Now also commit thou to faithful men in one accord who are in one accord can go forward together with you. With
然后又说
And then he says,
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
Now therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
这是一个希腊的文的古卷上的是这样写。
And this was written in a very old scroll in Hebrew, in Greek.
但是在过去就说有三个希腊文的古卷是非常完整并且是可靠的。
And in the past, there's a saying about there's three very old Greek scrolls that are very accurate and very trustworthy.
一个叫做梵蒂冈古卷。
And one is the Vatican scrolls, manuscript.
一个是叫做西乃古卷。
And one is the script of Sinai.
另外一个叫做亚历山大古卷。
And one is the Alexander script.
那这里的我们中文圣经这样的翻，乃是亚历山大古卷上。说明
and the way the Chinese translation is according to the Alexander script.
但是其余的那两个古卷呢
But what about the other two scripts?
那个话比这个话更明确
Those recordings are even more accurate than this recording.
因为这两个古卷没有说是跟保罗同受苦难
Because in those two other recordings, it is notto endure hardship along with Paul.
而是干脆利落的就告诉提摩太。
But it was very cut and dry telling Timothy,
你该拿起你所要接受的那一份苦难。
Thou therefore shall pick up thy portion hardship.
弟兄姊妹你看到
Brothers and sisters,
程度上是严肃的多了。
You see how much serious the degree is.
这里就说当然都是去接受苦难。
Here it also says that you also endure hardness.
是接受因着基督耶稣而有的苦难。
To receive the hardship because of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是这里好像就给我们体会到，保罗现在是为着主受苦。提摩太啊，你不能置身于世外，你也要与我保罗一同受苦。
But here it seemingly just records for us that Paul is suffering for the sake of Christ and Timothy, you cannot put yourself outside, but you also must suffer along with Paul.
但是弟兄姊妹们
The brothers and sisters,
一些古卷里面指出的就更直接。
Some of the older scripts pointed it out even more clearly.
你拿起你该受的那一份。
You should pick up the portion which you were given.
保罗有保罗的那一份。
Paul has his own portion.
你有你的那一份。
You have your own portion.
你的那一份你必须要拿起来。
Therefore, you must pick up your portion to receive your portion from the Lord.
因为一个跟随主的人他不可能没有难处的
because one who follows the Lord cannot do without any difficulty
正如第三章里边所提到
just as it mentions in chapter
3凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的都要受逼迫的
that those who have those would be with persecution to endure persecution who have to live godly in Christ Jesus.
如果你真实的要跟随主
And indeed if you want to truly follow the Lord
看见你是在神的永古的旨意的里面被造出来的
And if you truly see that you have been called according to the will of God before the world began then you will see
你有一份必须要接过来
that you have your portion which you shall receive
那一份是为着神的儿子耶稣基督而承受
and that portion it is to suffer the loss and difficulty for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ
因为当你这样接受你那一份的时候
and because when you receive your portion in this way
你就显明你是基督耶稣的精兵
then you manifest yourself as a good soldier of Jesus Christ
神我们的主以圣召召你
our Lord has called you with a holy calling
乃是召你出来做他的精兵
He has called you out to be his good soldier.
那你怎么能成为他的精兵
Then how can you be his good soldier?
一个事实
There's only one fact.
你接过你所该受的那一份
You receive the portion which was given to you.
你不要逃避那个难处
Do not run away from that hardship.
只要你看见是主量给你的，
as long as you see this was measured to you by the Lord，
你就从主手里头接过来，
then receive that from the Lord's hand，
像我保罗在主手里头接过来一样，
just as I Paul received from the Lord's hand。
哦，弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters，
这实在是我们在神面前乐意跟随主的人所必须要建立的一个心思。
This indeed is a desire and heart we must establish for those who are willing to follow after the Lord。
今天有一个姊妹挂个电话来问我。
Today there's a sister who gave me a call。
问我关我今天选举的那问题。
She called me about the vote today。
这是题外话了，不要提它。
And I don't want to mention these outside the topic。
不过里面提到一些事情，我却觉得不能不和弟兄姊妹们彼此劝勉一下。
But within our conversation, we mentioned some matters that I think we should encourage each other with.
这个姊妹就说到，有一个弟兄告诉他说，你必须要选某某人做州长。
Then the sister shared with me that a brother encouraged her to elect so-and-so to be the governor.
他说为什么呢？
And she said why?
因为他为州政府做工作了好多年。
She said because she worked for the state government for many years.
都没有加薪过。
She has never given a raise.
现在某某人说如果他当选州长，他一定给公务员加薪。
And now so-and-so has promised that if he was elected, he will raise the salary of the state official.
所以你就要选，要选他。
And so you must vote for him.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，就说出一个，如一个做神的儿女们，我们的心思是如何来认识事情。
Now, brothers and sisters, he speaks of a child of God, how their heart is in understanding a matter.
我们观察一些事情，是根据我们个人有好处或是没有好处来决定呢？
This is how we examine something. Do we examine according to if that benefits us, if there's a goodness for us?
还是我们看准那个事物什么是对，什么是不那么对？
Or do we base on our decision on if that matter is it right or not so right?
那个姊妹问我，你有什么意见？
So the sister asked me what my feelings on it were.
我说我没有什么意见。
I said I don't have much opinion on this.
我的意见。
I cannot tell you my opinion.
因为是你选举，不是我选举。
Because you're the voter, not me.
不过弟兄是这样提的话，我就多说一句话了。
But since the brother mentioned to you in this way, then maybe I'll let you know something about that.
加薪水的那个钱从什么地方来？
Where does that money come from that you will get a raise?
姊妹们，这就很够了。
Brothers and sisters, and that is enough.
只会花钱的，那我对我来说，那不是我要选择的。
If they only know how to spend, that is not something that I would want to vote for.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们的主叫我们认定跟随他的人是不能没有难处的。
Our Lord wants us to acknowledge that those we who follow after Him will not be without difficulty.
如果我们不甘心接受难处，
if not, we are not willing to receive those hardships,
那我们也就没有条件跟随主做主的精兵。
Then we are not qualified to follow Him as good soldiers.
那因此提到这一件事情的时候，
Therefore, when we mention this matter,
立刻保罗在圣灵的引导的底下就说出了几件很重要的事。
Immediately, Paul, through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, speaks for some very important matters.
就是你怎么做成精兵。
That is how to be a good soldier.
你现在要接受你苦难的那一份，做基督耶稣的精兵。
Now you're to be a good soldier of Jesus Christ to receive your portion of hardship.
但是你怎么能做这精兵呢？
But how is it that you can do this to be a good soldier?
圣灵在这里就说出了三个法则。
The Holy Spirit gives us three principles here.
和四个认识。
And four understanding.
这三个法则和四个认识实在是很有意思。
Indeed, these three principles and four understandings are very meaningful.
那我们先来看看是哪三个法则。
Now let us first look at what these three principles are.
第一，
first,
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身， 好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
No man that worth entangles himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是说到人的心智。
This means about dedication.
具体的内容乃是专心。
That is to be of one purpose. To be dedicated.
我是一心一意的要去满足那造我的主。
That I'm dedicated to please him who have called me.
专心。
To be dedicated.
我不把我的心思分散在主所要我做的以外的事。
To be dedicated in one accord, not to give any attention to anything outside the Lord.
我是一心一意去做主所要我做的。
That with one heart and one mind, I'm to do what the Lord wants me to do.
比方说
For instance,
我是做买卖的。
That I am a trader.
但是我心里面有一个意思。
But in my heart I have
this thought. 我虽然是做买卖。
But maybe I'm a trader.
但是我做买卖仍然是为了主。
But I am a trader for the Lord's sake.
我不是为了我自己。
And it's not for my sake.
比方说。
For instance.
我是做另外的一些事情的。
That I may be doing something else.
但是在我心思的里面。
But in my heart.
我有一个意思。
I have this thought.
我是为着主而做那个事。
It is for the Lord's sake that I'm doing such and such.
我认定主既然把那个事情交托给我。
I have acknowledged that since the Lord has entrusted me with that.
虽然是地上的事。
Even though it's an earthly matter.
但是要借着那个事情来供给我生活上的需要。
But it is the Lord through that earthly matter to provide for my livelihood.
但是我的心思却不是。看重那个生活上的需要。
But in my heart, I do not emphasize or fix my sight upon that, my livelihood's needs.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这个叫专心。
Brothers and sisters, this is dedication.
这也就是过去弟兄们常常所提到的。
This is always what brothers and sisters often mention.
基督徒的职业是什么呢？
What is the vocation of a Christian?
基督徒的职业是服侍主。
That the vocation of a Christian should be to serve the Lord.
我们日常的工作只不过是我们的副业。
But our daily living, the jobs we're in is only our occupation.
Maybe so, side job.
Our side job.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到这样的心思在主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, if you have this kind of heart before the Lord, then you can see His pleased.
我们非常不容易建立。
But to us, it is not very easy for us to establish.
我们也许有许多的考虑和挣扎。
Maybe we will have many things to consider or struggle about.
但是圣灵在这里给提摩太看见。
But the Holy Spirit lets Timothy here see.
凡在军中当兵的，不占习物缠身。
No man that worth entangles himself with the affairs of this life.
我要叫他招他当兵的人喜悦。
That he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier.
这个是专心，也许说是忠心。
This is to be diligent, faithful, or dedicated.
那就看我们怎么用在我们实在的生活的里头。
This is to see how we use it in our practical daily living.
我们不要说哦，这个是对提摩太说的，我也不是提摩太。
Do not think this is speaking to Timothy, and we're not Timothy. Has nothing to do with us.
感谢神。
But thank God.
这是一个法则。
This is a principle.
这不是单向提摩太说的。
This is not solely speaking to Timothy.
第二件事情。
The second matter.
第二个法则了就是。
The second principle that is.
就是人在场上比武，非按规矩就不能得冠冕。
And if a man also strive for masteries, yet he is not crowned except he strive lawfully.
那就是用属灵的话来说，那就是我们必须按照真理。
Spiritually speaking, that is, we must walk according to the truth.
按照神自己的话而行走。
To walk according to the word of God.
因为你不按照神的话来行走。
Because if you do not walk according to the word of God,
你做一些事情可能很成功。
You may do something very successful.
就像现在的基督教里面，的确很多人做的事情非常成功。
Like nowadays Christianity, many have done successfully.
但是你一回到主的真理的光里面。
But once you return to the light of the truth of God,
你会发现一件事情。
You will discover one thing.
给真理的光一照。
That once under the light of the truth of God,
那是成功的事情。
Then those successful matters.
不是说完全不能存留，但是能存留的 确实不太多。
It is not that the successful matter cannot be kept, but what can be kept is not much.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这是非常严肃的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious matter.
这里说出来说得很清楚。
Here is very clear.
你在场上比武。
That if you are striving for mastery,
一定要按照规矩来比武。
You must strive lawfully.
不然的话，你就不能得冠冕。
Otherwise, you will not be crowned.
那简单的来说嘛。
Simple.
你说在美国的那个拳击。
That in the U.S. the track and field.The boxing.
他就说你只能攻击对方的这个位置 这个部分
You can only attack the opponent this length
你不能在这个部分以外去攻击对方
And outside this body part you cannot attack them
你要是在这个部分以外攻击对方
And if you hit them anywhere outside them
你就是把他打倒了
Then even if you beat them down
你还是犯规你不能得奖赏
And you have acted unlawfully, you would not be crowned.
尤其是
For our boxing, you use both hands and feet.
我们现在来比赛这个西洋拳赛
Now if in American boxing,
啊，我给你两下
I hit you twice.
引起你注意我的拳头
So that you pay attention to my fist.
我一下就给你一脚
And then I'll kick you with my feet.
把你踢倒了
Then I will beat you down with my feet.
我就胜利了
Then I win.
但是裁判说
But the official says,
你犯规了
You have acted unlawfully.
非常简单的
Brothers and sisters,
一些的举证
It is very simple
说出一个非常严肃的法则
Yet it gives us a very serious principle
在跟随主的事上
In the matter of following the Lord
在服侍主的事上
In the matter of serving him
我们只能按着真理的光来前行
We can only go forward according to the light of the truth
你不能离开真理
You cannot depart away from the truth And only to seek what is to be successful
你晓得这几十年来在西方的神基督教的神学里面有一派很流行的神学叫做成功神学
Brothers and sisters, if you notice recently that in the theology of Christians there's a theology that many people like that is to be a successful theology Prosperity gospel.
只要你成功，那你就是做对了。
As long as you succeed, then you have done right.
不必管你怎么去做。
No matter how you do it.
因为只要你成功，这个成功就证明神赐福给你。
Because as long as you're successful, then it confirms that God has blessed you.
神赐福给你，你就不能成功。
If God does not bless you, you will not succeed.
只要你成功，就说神赐福给你。
If you have succeeded, that confirms that God has blessed you.
所以你做对了。
So you have done right.
弟兄姊妹们，你晓得早几年那几个电视报布道那个布道家给人控告下来的，他们就是鼓吹这一套。
Now if you remember a few years back, evangelist who was he was convicted, he was prompting for this prosperity gospel.
弟兄姊妹们，但主的话给我们看得很清楚。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord's words let us see very clearly that if you compete,
你必须要按照规矩。
You must do it lawfully.
在属灵的征战上面。
In the spiritual warfare,
那个规矩是什么
？What is that law?
神的话。
That is the word of God.
神的道。
It is His word.
你离开神的道。
If you depart away from His word,
你就是成功了，也是
even though you may succeed,
也是失败了。
You still fail.
这是第二个法则。
This is the second principle.
第三个法则。
The third principle.
我们中文圣经翻的有点前后。翻过来了。
In the Chinese translation, it is flip-flop.
这里当然好像意思好像蛮不错，但是原来的意思不是这样。
It seems like it's very meaningful here, but the original meaning is not like this.
这里说劳力的农夫理当先得粮食。
Here it says the husbandman that laboreth must be first partaker of the.
当然，从恩典的角度来说，这个是。的确是这样。
Of course, if you look at by grace, then it should be like this.
神的恩典就是这样的，丰丰富富的领导我们。
And by the grace of God, He has abound this way for me.
但是这里说的不是这样。
But here it does not mention about this.
这里说的是什么
？What does it mention about?
应该是这样。
It should be this way.
得粮食的农夫先要劳力。
The husbandman that be first partakers of the fruit must first labor.
先是你有劳力，然后你却才有收获。
You must first labor before you would bear fruit.
你如果没有劳力，你就没办法能收有收获。
If you do not first labor, you will not be a partaker of the fruit.
这是很显浅的道理。
And this is a very simple doctrine.
在我们日常生活里边，每一个人都能碰到的。
In our daily living, each one of us can encounter this.
人家都会说，一分耕耘就一分收获。
That whatever you sow, you will bear fruit to that.
我们的神从来不叫我们做懒惰人。
But our Lord does not want us to be someone who is lazy.
他乐意我们得赏赐。
He is willing for us to be rewarded.
但是他不是叫我们坐在那里等赏赐。
But he does not want us to sit there to be waiting for reward.
所以非常明确的在那里说。
So very clearly it says,
得粮食的或是得果实的农夫，他是先有了劳苦。
To be first partaker of the fruits, the husbandman must first labor.
啊，我们感谢神。
We thank God.
这是经历。
This is experience.
三个法则。
Now three principles.
第一，忠心。忠心。
First, to be diligent, dedicated.
第二。
Second.
在真理的光中行走。
To walk in the light of the truth.
第三。
Third.
在经历里面来活出神所要我们活的。
To in experience to live out, live forth what God wants us to, and then
就做一个接受神做供应的人
to be one who would be a partaker as God, He is the provider.
我们要做一个神做我们供应的
If we want to be one who God provides for,
这里我们不且这样说，我们也必须先要做供应神的人。
Then we can put it this way, if we want God to provide for us, we must also provide for God.
我们千万不要以为这个话说得太大。
Brothers and sisters, do not think to make up this.
你说神供应我们是毫无疑问。
Now you have no doubt that God provides for us.
我们凭什么去供应神？
By what means can we provide for God?
我们有什么可以供应神？
What do we have to provide God with, brothers and sisters?
如果你从物质的眼光来看，我们的确没有什么可以供应神。
By materials, we have nothing to offer to God.
但弟兄姊妹们，
But brothers and sisters, pay attention.
上面所说的，
What it says after, to be diligent,
行走在真理的光中，
to walk in the light of the truth,
弟兄姊妹们，这两个我们如所说的对。
Brothers and sisters, who live accurately according to these two principles, to live right,
神就从我们身上得了供应。
Then God would gain provision from us.
神也就成了我们的供应。
Then God can be our provider.
这里三个法则。
Then these three principles.
那然后有四个认识。
There are four understanding then.
这四个认识恐怕今天晚上我不能和弟兄姊妹们说的太多了。
I don't think I can go too much in detail with these four understandings, brothers and sisters.
这四个认识是什么？
But let me first point them out.
然后我今天晚上我们先看另外一点，下一次我们才看这四个认识。
And then we read something else tonight. Next time we'll go into these four understandings.
第一个。
The first one.
要认识生命的大能。
We must understand the power of life.
按照圣经原来的次序。
According to the text in the original,
基督耶稣从死里复活是摆在前面。
That Jesus Christ was raised from the dead was placed before.
他是大卫的后裔摆在第二。
That the seed of Christ, the seed of David was placed secondly.
大概当时中文圣经翻译的人只是按照历史的次序来翻，就把这个次序颠倒过来。
And in the Chinese translation, they only did it according to history, so they switched these two around.
我下礼拜交通的时候，我才指出给弟兄姊妹们看为什么。
And next week, as I share, I will point forth to brothers and sisters why they, this is so.
不能按照历史的次序来排列这。
You cannot order this by the history account.
简单的来说，因为这个是属灵的事。
Simply put, because this is a spiritual matter.
就属灵的事情是从永远到永远。
The spiritual matters are from eternity to eternity.
是从生命。到生活的。
It is from life to living.
所以在这里边我们要我先提这一个就是。
So this point I just first mentioned about.
所以第一个就是生命的大能。
So the first one is the power of life.
第二个就是神的计划。
The second one is the plan of God.
一个跟随主的人，你要先认识生命的大能，然后再认识神的计划。
Now one who follows God must first know of the power of life and then to understand God's plan.
然后第三个认识乃是准确的福音，或者是准确的真理。
Now the third understanding is to have an accurate account of the gospel, of the true gospel.
第四个认识呢是不受限制的真道。
The fourth understanding is the unbound truth.
如果我们里面能看到这四个四件事情。
Now here if we can see these four understandings.
那么我们在跟随主的路上就不会那么容易退后。
Then we would not so easily retreat in the path of following the Lord.
详细的我下一次我们再交通。
Now we will share next time in detail.
现在我要提出一件事情。
Now I must first mention one thing.
弟兄姊妹来注意一下。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
头一件这件事情是出现在第二节。
The first, is recorded in verse 2.
你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的。
And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses.
然后第七节。
And then verse 7.
第七节呢应该加上一个时间的那个形容词在上边呢，那就很清楚。那就是我现在所说的话你要思想。
In verse 7, we should have a time frame to be very clear on this then. Now consider what I say.
第二节说的是过去你听见我说的。
In verse 2, it says, thou hast heard of me in the past.
现在你要思想我如今对你说的。
But in verse 7, it is now that you should consider what I say.
对提摩太说的就是刚才我所提的三个法则和四个认识。
Now what this is telling Timothy to pay attention now is the three principles and the four understandings.
现在我们要注意了。
Now we have to pay attention.
保罗你是谁？
Paul, who are you?
怎么你说的话就一定要别人听你？
How come when you speak, others have to listen?
别人说的就不算数。
And when others speak, it doesn't count?
你说的就一定要接受。
And when you speak, does we have to accept it?
因为我不晓得弟兄们，你读圣经读到这里的时候，你有没有发生这样的一个疑问
？I don't know if brothers and sisters will have this question when you read it here.
保罗，你是谁
？Paul, who are you?
你怎么能说这个话
？How can you say this?
你从前教训我的。
Well, you have taught me in the past.
你要我牢牢的守住。
You want me to hold fast.
你要我常常的守住。
You want me to keep.
现在呢
？Now.
你又在说一些事。
Once again, you say.
要我常常的是思想。
And you always want me to consider.
那究竟你凭什么说话说的？这样的有权柄或者说有权威。
And by what authority can you speak this and with so much power?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这的确是一个非常严肃的事。
Indeed, this is a very serious matter.
首先我们要问的保罗是不是在这里说他自己要说的话。
First we must ask, is Paul speaking his own words here?
如果保罗在这里说他自己要说的话。
If Paul speaking his own words here.
这些话都没有价值。
Then there is no value in these words.
这些话都没有意思的。
There is no meaning
in
these
words. 因为是保罗的话。
Because it's Paul's words.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
保罗在这里说的这一些。
These words spoken by Paul here.
明显的说。
Very clearly it says.
是主借着他说的。
It is the Lord speaking through him.
我们留意到第三章。
And then we pay attention to chapter 3.
圣灵用保罗说了一句话。
The Holy Spirit uses Paul to say this.
当然那里着重的是说到旧约。
Of course, it emphasizes on in the Old Testament.
圣经都是神所默示的。
That the scriptures are inspired by God.
与教训读者使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
That it is good for the doctrine, it is good for reproving and teaching and
保罗说这个话的时候所说的圣经那是指着旧约圣经。
And when Paul speaks these words, it is according to the Old Testament.
没有包括新约圣经。
It does not include the New Testament.
但是弟兄姊妹们。
But brothers and sisters,
你留意。
Pay attention.
当保罗说这个话的时候虽然还没有包括新约圣经。
Even though when Paul speaks these words, it does not include the New Testament.
但是在原则上把新约圣经也包括在里面。
But by principle, it also includes the New Testament.
因为能给圣灵整合起来而记录下来。
Because it was united by the Holy Spirit and then recorded.
成为新约圣经。
To become the New Testament.
整个工作也是圣灵在做。
Was also done by the Holy Spirit.
所以在这里我们看到一件事。
So here we can see one thing.
保罗不是在这里说他自己的话。
Paul is not speaking his own words.
保罗乃是按照他的启示来说出神要他说的。
But Paul is speaking what God wants him to speak through his inspiration.
正如我们读哥林多前书第七章的时候，
just as we read 1 Corinthians chapter 7,
我们看到非常清楚一件事。
Very clearly we can see one thing.
哥林多的弟兄姊妹们问保罗一些问题，是关乎婚姻这一个范围里边的事的。
The brothers and sisters at Corinth asked Paul about this matter of marriage.
保罗起初就说，
Paul at the beginning says,
关于这方面的事，
according to this matter,
我没有主的命令，
I do not have the Lord's command.
不过既然你们问到了，
but if you have asked,
我把我的见解告诉你，
I'll give you my own words.
那保罗就好像在那里讲他的见解。
And so it seemingly as Paul is saying his own words.
但是讲讲。
But as he speaks and speaks.
保罗就发觉一件事。
Paul discovers one thing.
虽然主起头没有向我启示过这个事情是怎
样。Even though the Lord did not reveal to me what this matter is.
所以他说我没有主的命令。
So I did not have the Lord's command.
但是说到一个地步。
But as I speak and speak to a point.
保罗感觉。就觉得我并不是在那里说我自己的见解。
Then Paul feels it is not his own words.
我实在是让圣灵在那里管理着我，说出圣灵要说的话。
But it is the Holy Spirit being sovereign over him to speak forth the words of the Holy Spirit.
所以你读哥林多前书第七章读得末了的时候。
So brothers and sisters, when you read the First Corinthians,
你就读到保罗在那里说了。
You discover Paul saying that.
我想我是被圣灵感动。
That I am moved by the Holy Spirit.
我为了弄清楚一点，弟兄姊妹们。我们看看呢。
To be more clear, brothers and sisters, let us take a look.
因为这个来说明保罗在这里他说话的那个权柄。
Because here it speaks forth by what authority does Paul speak?
我们看哈，保罗第。二十五
Verse 25,
论到同身的人，我没有主的命令，但我既蒙主连续能做忠心的人，就把自己的意见告诉你们。
Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord, yet I give my judgment as one that have obtained the mercy of the Lord to be faithful.
然后你看四十节。
And then you read verse 40.
然而按我的意见，若常守节更有福气。我也想自己是被神的灵感动的。
But she is happier if she so abide after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of God.
弟兄姊妹，你看到吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see.
保罗，如果是他说他自己的话，他就说，我现在说我自己的感觉。
Paul, if he says he is speaking his own words, he says, I give my own judgment.
但是说，他就觉得不对，不是我在说。
But as he speaks on and on, he says, no, it is not I who is speaking.
那是圣灵借着我在说。
But it's the Holy speaking through me.
那现在在提摩太后书里面。
And now in 2 Timothy,
他好像很明确地在那里说。
And seemingly he's
very
clear. 我从前
给你教导的。
What I've taught you in the past, you must pay attention.
现在我对你说的，你一样要注意。
Now what I tell you, you must also consider.
为什么你说的话就是要注意？
Why is it that your words must be paid attention to?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
原因就是
The reason is
保罗不是说他自己的话，
Paul is not speaking his own words.
保罗乃是说出圣灵托付他要说的话，
Paul is speaking through the words entrusted to him by the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢神，
We thank God.
这样我们才懂得，
Here then we understand.
我们看保罗在这里说话，
When we see Paul speaking here.
但事实上我们不以为是保罗说话，
But in fact we do not think it is Paul speaking.
我们是认定是圣灵借着保罗说话，
We have acknowledged that it is the Holy Spirit speaking through Paul.
这话我又扯回一些过去提过的，
Then we must go back to some words that we have mentioned before.
基督教里边，
In Christianity,
弄了许许多多各种各样的神学。
There are so many different theologies.
什么保罗神学、彼得神学。
The Peter theology or the Pauline theology.
弄到现在，刚才我提到成功神学，还有群众神学。
And even the prosperity gospel I mentioned, and so many other different theologies.
还有什么环保神学，现在很流行。
And even now there's a theology on recycling.
什么都弄到神学上去。
Conservation and so many different theologies.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
你要弄一个神学上去没有？我觉得也没有什么大不了。
If you add on any other new different theology, I don't think any great thing about it.
但是一件大不了的事情是在这。
But one thing great about it is this.
他们要用神学来决定圣经。
If they want to use theology to explain the Bible,
弟兄，这就是大事。
Then this is a great matter.
那他们为什么会有这样的发展出来呢？
Now why would they evolve to this way?
他们就说，你看，保罗在说话，彼得在说话。
They say, here, listen to Paul speaking, listen to Peter speaking.
感谢神。
Thank God.
如果我们里面是苏醒的，是亮的。
If within us we are alert and awake.
我们看见不是保罗自己在说话。
We see it is not Paul himself speaking.
也不是彼得自己在说话。
It is not Peter himself speaking.
是圣灵在说。
But it is the Holy Spirit speaking.
所以保罗在这里说，我从前跟你说的和现在跟你说，你都要思想。
So Paul says, you must consider what I told you in the past and now.
这也是以弗所书上面所特别提到的那一点。
It is also mentioned in Ephesians.
建造在使徒和先知的根基上。
To be established in the apostles and the prophets.
这话读经的人都承认，神把他一切的启示是借着使徒和先知来向属他的人来发表。
And this is what is acknowledged by all Bible scholars is that God reveals himself through the prophets and apostles.
就成了教会建造的根据，或者可以说教会建造的根基。
Or to say that they have become the foundation of the building of the church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我想今天晚上我和弟兄姊妹们就交通到这里。
I think I will end my sharing here with brothers and sisters tonight.
啊，但愿主实在借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，也领我们从这些话里面去领会主当日说话的时候他的意思。
And may God give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation to understand what is his reason for speaking to us in that way in the past.
我们就交通停在这里。
We'll end our sharing here today.